public hearing is subdivision 2005-44 PAF LLC.
PAF LLC is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, dividing 25.27 acres into seven lots, located at the northeast corner of the intersection of Road 329 and Road 469.
Bear with me a second.
This application was not reported to the Technical Advisory Committee. That is a minor subdivision. The reason it's before us this evening is because the parcel had been split to its maximum as far as minor lots.
Yeah.
Preliminary site plan. Has anybody seen it? Nope. Everybody seen it? Mm-hmm. I got plenty of them. Maybe Shane didn't send those out. Your note that the lots are somewhat irregular shaped in a couple cases, but they are similar to lots previously conveyed by the applicant. That's all I have at this time.
Thank you, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. Dean Campbell here on behalf.
You wait for me.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. You're new. We're going to find out who you are in a minute. Okay, now is there anybody here representing this application?
Oh, Dean Campbell here on behalf of PAF LLC.
And you are an attorney?
I am an attorney.
In Georgetown?
In Georgetown.
Admitted to the Delaware Bar?
That's correct.
Do you have your number with you, sir? Because Mr. Robertson does not, he wants the number.
My number is 3611.
There you go. 3611, that's a low one. Oof.
Admitted to the bar in 1997 in private practice since 1999.
Okay, you have been baptized. Go ahead.
Thank you. Been baptized before.
It could happen again before this is over.
That's a possibility. This is the application of PAF LLC. Mr. Lank referred, this is the final subdivision of this property. The property is looking to be divided into six lots from 1.61 acres to 7 acres. We have had no response from DLDOT as of yet, but expect that response to come with the requirements of shared entrances and their further requirements of easements, and certainly will adhere to DLDOT's recommendations. There is no homeowners association provided for, since all the lots enter directly from the roadway. There is no common areas, so therefore nothing for the homeowners association to maintain. I have, however, submitted with the application restrictive covenants that are the same restrictive covenants that have been used in lots 1 through 6 in this same subdivision. With respect to the septic, each unit, each lot would be served by private septic. My client has had a soil recon done indicating that the lots will be using primarily LPP systems. I believe there's a LPP available on most every lot. And for those where there's not, there are sand mounds are available, and we expect those to be approved by DENREC as well. Each site, each lot will be served by private water well. We have noted there is no objection. There is a letter in the file from Soil Conservation that does not object to the subdivision of this property. The density that is being proposed here is far less than is permitted by code, and each lot does meet the minimum lot size requirements. Each lot does contain at least 150 foot of road frontage and has a distance of that 150 feet is maintained for at least 100 feet from the road. My clients see no reason why there be any adverse effect on the neighborhood or the community. He has received no objections, at least that we're aware of, to the property being subdivided. PAF has also had a wetlands delineation study completed and determined that there is no wetlands on this property. With that, we would ask that the board address questions to be entertained.
All right, well, we'll see if anybody has any questions for you. Okay. Mr. Gordy, this is in your neck of the woods, sir.
So you're asking for 6 or 7 lots? Because my little memo here says 7.
Seven lots and there are 6 existing. It's an expansion of a six-lot subdivision that's already a record.
Nine.
Okay.
Okay.
I get it now.
Okay. So which lots, can you tell me which lots we are looking at today?
We're looking at lots 9 through 15.
Like a jigsaw puzzle.
To some degree, the creation of this plot plan attempted to keep the consistency along the road frontage, but of course left the back area without being able to remain with that look. So we had to come up with a way to design the property to accommodate and get those lots in. And of course, the lots that are left are then 5 acres and above.
So has DelDOT approved your entrance yet?
DelDOT has not. We have not received a response from DelDOT yet. So obviously, this we suspect it to be pending DelDOT's approval.
Are you proposing the same kind of housing that's out there now?
Yes. The other lots 1 through 8 are under restrictive covenants, or if they're not, or they're still in the ownership of PAF LLC, and the restrictive covenants will be the same throughout this the subdivision.
All the questions I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith.
Will you permit horses to be on these parcels?
Do you recall with the restrictive covenants? I don't believe there's anything in the restrictive covenants to prohibit horses.
I don't recall any.
I guess without prohibiting, I guess they would be permitted.
That's it for questions for me.
That's your Mr. Johnson.
I have no questions.
Mr. Burton.
Would you allow subdivision to occur on, say, lot 10 or 11 again? I mean, is that possible?
No, I don't believe that's possible. There'd be no way to meet the road frontage requirements.
Well, couldn't you come in and then split 10 into two?
No.
I don't believe so.
No. Why not?
Because it doesn't conform to the ordinance, because the lot would not have 150 feet on a public road.
But you could.
You could do an internal.
You could do an internal street.
Internal street? Yeah, I guess you could do that.
That's not the intent.
Is there a no re-subdivision clause in your deed restriction?
I believe that's correct. No
Mr. Burton, I suspect that you've just given the applicant an idea.
I just wanted to know if we were going to see this again.
If you don't want to do that,
they'll be back next year.
I understand. They'll be back now. That's right. I hadn't thought about it for that way, but yes, it
should
be
a good condition.
Yeah, without paging through the restrictions, I believe it's in there.
Is there a deed restriction saying there'll be no re-subdivision?
I do not recall right now. I believe there is.
That could be.
If there's not, we can certainly add that.
Mr. Lang, that could be stipulated, though.
Oh, it can be stipulated, sure.
Would you have any objection to that stipulation?
No.
There you go.
If you should happen to look favorably upon it.
Anything else, Mr. Burton?
No further questions.
Mr. Counts?
You don't have
no
questions.
I don't want to get started.
No, no.
I don't want to get started.
Questions, not comments.
Okay.
Mr. Robertson?
No questions.
Mr. Lang?
Not a question, but a statement. I've spoken to Mr. Krueger and his realtor buddy several times on some of their projects, and they'd come up with some funky designs that people want them. They want to be off. They want to be off the road, back in the back, and he's had pretty good luck selling them. So.
Well, I guess there's a market for anything. It's just at what price.
It just looked odd on paper. You wouldn't notice it in the field because you wouldn't be able to figure it out.
That'd be a good name for LLC.
There you go.
Funky design.
Yeah.
I think Mr. Smith actually has a serious question. Go ahead.
I have one other question. Like on the large lots, the 6 plus and 5, will the owners of those lots be permitted to have tilled crops on them? That's kind of what I was thinking about. I've familiar with some of these large.
I would assume if they want a vegetable garden.
I don't see why not.
I was curious, and that was where I was going with the horse question for control of noxious weeds
there's
or any
no
graze. So these, those are going to be large pieces to bush hog and keep under control. I was curious if you were going to tell them.
I'm not aware of anything. The restriction says they can't.
Okay, thank you. Gentlemen, if you'll kindly stand down for a second, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application.
If I may, Mr. Kruger and Mr. Cooper both spoke for the record. That is Paul Kruger and Steve Cooper, who are with me tonight.
Okay.
For those that don't know
him. I didn't hear him say anything. Okay. All right, is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2005-44 PAF LLC? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2005-44 PAF LLC? Does anyone on the commission have any questions?
No.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is subdivision.